What is up, peeps? It is time for another episode of Chibi No Podcast. You got me, Dave the Smash Fan.
Mr.
Yaporio and
Boricua Senpai.
Shark King.
Sexy Tank.
And Alexis.
And Alexis, we have tons of people today. We have a lot more people.
At the Chibi No Podcast studio.
Back at it again after a month and a half. It's been crazy, right? But it's okay. We're still going strong. And Shark King doesn't believe me.
You just said it's been a month and a half going strong.
It's okay.
Yeah, liar. We haven't even did reviews on the anime town convention.
That was the
to do an intro for. A lot of it.
New Mario, Guardians.
Going happened. Strong, my anus.
There have been tons of stuff that's been going on. We're going to cover a few of these things today. Really,
if I had my
quickly.
Soundboard for Discord, it would have been Dalit.
No, that no one likes that.
Jesus Christ, kid.
They don't know what that means. You gotta okay. Wait, yeah. Boricua Senpai, he's the one that at least to me introduced me to that.
Yeah, the kid that just goes Jesus Christ.
I don't remember what was it that he what in the original video. What was it that happened?
I'm assuming it's his dad or brother or someone, but they run up on him with the camera phone. The kid is just like in the kitchen drinking water or something. He runs up on him fast, so the kid just backs up and goes,
Jesus Christ.
And that's it. That's the original.
That's a classic. Well, if this is your first time listening to Chibi No Podcast, we're just a bunch of friends talking about all things nerdy, anime, movies, whatever it may be. One day we said talk about books. Again, Japoran says he'll do that, but last time we gave him a chance, he read us the summary that's on the front page, so it I don't know. That's
a lot has happened in the past month.
You probably yeah. Well, there's so many things to talk about, right?
Which book are we going to start with?
Which book?
The Bible.
The Bible. Okay. Yeah, there we go. We'll start with the Bible. No, we don't do this. So many movies have come out. So I'm pretty sure everyone has listened or seen reviews on Super Mario Brothers. We're not going to really do a big review on this.
That's why you invited me for
this. Not for this one, but I do want to ask you this about the movie. Where do you feel it's going to lead to? I have my hopes, right? I've already told you. I want to smash universe. I want everyone to receive a letter. Don't know who's going to send it, but will be the Master Hands, what I'm assuming. But that's my dream. But again, Nintendo doesn't like to follow my dream. So what do you guys think?
I don't think you'll ever get a Smash universe.
Shut up!
Isn't that ambitious? They have so many IPs that they would need rights to for the movie. Like, I don't know. The cinematic universe just seems too expansive for Smash.
I think you gotta look at it this way, too. Mario Brothers film is the second highest grossing animated film right now. Obviously, Spider-Man's gonna destroy that in a little bit. But right now, they have the bragging rights to show Sega, Konami, Disney, Square Enix, Bandai, Namco.
Nintendo has the rights to this?
No, they have the rights to brag to them and say, hey, look, if we want to make a film about Smash Bros., now is the moment, while the iron is hot, to just get the licenses. Because right now it's just the getting the licenses, because getting the licenses take longer than actually doing the film.
But the way you would split that, like with the royalties, whether that be merchandise, which is where you make your most money, or the ticket sales, like you'd split it. So that's why I think it's overly ambitious. It's not sharing with just two studios. You have all the ones you mentioned, right? Like,
yeah,
I don't think that it would work.
I mean, fiscally. It could, because if let's say if they help these franchises out, they could make a film with those people in it as well. I mean, we already got Pac-Man in a film. Obviously, it wasn't a Pac-Man movie, but he was in Pixels. And then we have Sonic in the film. Sonic's already been in there. Captain Falcon, not. People wanted a Link. Star Fox. I think Metal Gear Solid would be an easy one to do because it's not too out of the realm of possibilities except for Ocelot. But you like that kind of stuff. So I think this would help bring in more of those franchises to make films. And so, like, if they did a Smash Universe, that would
David, help. It would take at least 7 years if they plan it right years, now to get
for
going.
For sure, at least
10. I was going to say, it's going to take some time. They just barely had their Nintendo studio. They just barely created it.
I'm not expecting this to happen in the next 5-7 years.
I could see
in 10
this.
Years,
I, could see
Masahiro, I want my Smash Brothers movie.
I can see Masahiro Sakurai being like, they just brought in Masahiro Sakurai to be in the filming. The minute they say that, everyone's going to be like, Smash or Kid Icarus movie. That would be the only two things that everyone would be freaking out, but that would be huge.
I'm thinking about the children, like everybody else.
Fuck the children. These are for us. It's for the adults. Everybody who thinks like these films, animated films, are for the kids are obviously dead ass wrong. It's for the adults.
It's true.
My child didn't enjoy Mario.
Your child doesn't remember nothing.
Sharkin, what are your thoughts? You who shaped the minds of the future generation.
About these movies being specifically for kids or about there being a Smash universe?
Or is it screw the kids, as Mr. says?
Why can't it be for both?
Por qué no los dos? Well, look, Mario Brothers movie had an ode to Mario Brothers 3. Came out in
80 something.
They had Star Fox, which those kids don't know about because Star Fox is not there. F-Zero, Punch Out, except for the Wii, but those kids probably weren't even born at the time. So it's like, these are for adults.
I think it's for both. I think it's for people. I mean, you're going to hate me for saying this probably, but it's for people like my cousin over here, Paul, who have kids.
His kid's not old enough to remember this.
Not yet, but I mean, these next couple of years, I mean, they probably will be, and I'm sure that as he's growing up, these are going to be the movies he's watching.
Question,
when
Paul.
He grows up and he's like 10 years old, he's going to be like, "Oh yeah, Into the Spider-Verse."
He's still going to be
one of my favorite movies. Mario, Super Mario Bros. Movie. Oh yeah, dude, movie's a classic. The way we look at like Lion
be,
King,
he's still going to be crazy about Thomas.
That's fine. Yeah, still stuff like that. I mean, there's still stuff that carries over. Like I feel like he'll still probably into things like probably like Pokemon and Digimon as he gets a little bit older. But like these are going to be the things that he grows up with.
I would hope so.
Paul, question for you. Is your son at the stage where he is replaying one movie or show constantly? Because when those kids get into that moment, I feel bad for a lot of people.
Dude, I'm so sick of watching Cars. I'm so sick of watching Cars. Every single time.
Set him up with initial D.
Watch Cars 1, Cars 2, Cars 3, Finding Nemo. Those are the movies that he watched the most.
Did you watch the plane movie? Because there's a spinoff, Planes.
Nobody wants to see that. That's why it's a failure.
But maybe he'll like
it. I don't want to watch the whole Cars universe. I can just handle one vehicle.
Yeah, we have both.
Yeah, yeah. No, but I got to say, I think primarily it's going to be for the kids. I think the way they're going to address it, I think the next movie is going to play it safe. They're going to start building it up.
Well, obviously, if you've seen the movie, it's been long enough for the Mario Brothers movie. It ends, spoilers, the after credits, and you see a Yoshi egg. And it's going to be the green Yoshi because you don't see a green Yoshi in the whole thing when you see the Yoshi scene. You don't see a green Yoshi. It's just pink, black, and blue, and yellow. Yeah.
Hey, stop Asian
hate. I'm glad you know your colors, Diego.
Primary colors.
They're going to give us the Yoshi's world, and I'm excited for that.
Oh, yeah, cool. If he turns into a baby.
Yeah, and they do the pixelation art that they had.
Boom. If they play that music, I'm going to be bopping to it.
Yeah.
To go answer back to your first question, though, David, I don't think we're going to get a Smash Universe anytime soon. And if there is, it would be, I have to be like really small, like with the original, like Nintendo 64 cast.
I'm okay with that.
That could work too.
I don't think that we're ever going to get into this. Like, I don't, as much as there's a coincidence right now with like Sonic, I don't think that'll ever be a.
Dang it, Sonic better. He can make a cameo.
Sonic was supposed to be in the first one, if you didn't know that.
Yeah, I know, but he wasn't. Because I'm saying it'd only be the well, that's the problem right now. And the other thing too is, like you said, optimistically we said what, like 7 years
would be for
something like this to happen. 7 to 10 years,
we'll be in our 40s. Damn it!
I mean, we don't know how long this. What are they calling it? The writer's strike is going on right now.
It's
which is delaying a lot of things. I mean, I'm not. We hope it ends soon, but it could end up making it a lot longer. But 7 to 10 years seems about right.
Okay, I will still. Hope that will always be my
hope. I hope for you, David. I hope it is. I just don't see it. But the original cast, I could see. Like
I said. I don't feel the hope from you.
I have a question for you guys.
Yes.
So, I know there is a bunch of characters in the Smash universe, to say in a way.
Over 100, yes.
Okay, it's like between 12 to 20, right? You think it's easier to make a series of it and then pull out the movie?
Good point. They could make a TV series.
If Nintendo starts making a TV series. If it leads to
that, yeah. I more than would want. If they
stream on HBO Max.
Well, Netflix, HBO.
No, stream on Plus, Nintendo Plus.
Oh my sure gosh, he tried their own streaming service.
Don't put that out there. Don't put that out there. I'm already fed up with Nintendo.
I know, he would watch it too. Host is like, that's why he's upset. He's like, I would watch it.
Probably no, I will not pay for that.
You watched Mario Brothers. You paid for Nintendo.
I loved Mario Brothers. It was an excellent movie.
Because of Nintendo.
No, fuck Nintendo. I like Nintendo. Greedy bastards. Makes great products sometimes, but they just ask.
It's okay. Anyway.
Guys, don't bash Nintendo. This is why we don't get sponsored.
Right now. Yeah, oh, yeah, that's the only
reason. I mean, we're saying this, we're praying Tears of Kingdom right now.
That's true.
That's
what I want to go into.
What?
It's talk a little about Tears of the Kingdom. Because it came out May 12th. It is the 26th.
No, June.
Oh, June 1st. I don't know what I'm thinking. It's June 2nd. It's June 2nd, so it's been 3 weeks. Ish. Okay. I think because of the responsibilities I don't have or being led away by another game that Mr. plays, I have about 90... It's being
90, associated with people that's
different. No, get away. It's yes. No, you no. So I have about 95 hours, I think,
you around think? There.
Roughly. Probably more.
Give or take 10.
Last time I checked, it was probably more.
Yeah. But I think, if I check correctly, I think the next one that's higher up is either Mr. or...
No, me.
Javi, because I think you have like 25 hours or 35.
Last time I checked, I was like at 10.
So, no.
That should be like a 25, 30.
I have like 40 something.
Okay, he's okay. Higher than me. There you go.
But even then, though, I haven't like scratched the surface. I only like opened up 3 areas. That's about it.
What are you doing?
I've been exploring.
Exploring?
No, but what?
Sorry for
I have a family.
Do you have all the shrines there? Like, you have all the coral seeds? You have 40 hours. That's what I'm saying. Where is that? Sorry,
you procreated.
I don't understand what you're doing for 40 hours.
If you have only 3 areas.
David. He's probably like this, playing, and then his baby cries. He puts the controller down for an hour or two. It sits there. Link is in idle animation.
Well, let me tell you this. A couple of days ago, I was like washing the dishes while leaving the game running for a bit.
So your numbers of skills are telling me. So you're really like 20 hours.
It's not intentional.
Yeah. I wish I could finish it, though. Like, but the thing about this game.
You don't have any other games you're waiting for, so you can finish it.
Well, okay, here's the thing. I love this game so much. But at the same time, I feel very intimidated by it because there's so much in that game that you can
yes.
do. And it's going to take me a while. I was hoping to finish like in a month or two. It's not going to happen. It's probably going to be done by maybe fall, just on time for the new Spider-Man game.
By fall?
I think so. Like, if I'm thinking, like, I haven't played in the past 3 days. I don't have an addiction like certain people.
I play every moment I have a chance.
I have friends.
I have friends too. No, here's the funny thing is we
I
were
love it at one him. Night. I love it at the TV. One night
Diego doesn't count as a friend.
Oh, you hear that?
No, brothers are friends.
No. You guys are not friends.
we're good friends.
The Lou brothers are the real friends.
I mean, I fight with Deporn all the time.
We're not friends.
We're not friends. Okay.
You're not family.
No, that's how family works. We've been watching the Fast and Furious. We clearly know how family works. Right?
What are we going to say? You're going to say something.
Yeah, we've been watching Fast and the Furious. We just finished Too Fast, Too Furious, and I know way too many quotes that I shouldn't know, but I do know quite a few.
All we know is that we don't have friends. We have family. And that just overtakes everything.
Well, maybe you can also talk about that, because I know you guys have been watching all of the Transformers movies.
We did. Too. Well, let me get to that. I want to talk about
right. Wait, did you watch it all? Did you watch Bumblebee?
No, we didn't watch Bumblebee.
You didn't watch all of it. You liars.
We watched the good ones.
Bumblebee's the good one.
Fine, we'll watch that one too.
I want to watch.
Well, anyway, for Tears of the Kingdom, I'm about 95 hours in, probably more. I'm at the last main quest. There's actually two last main quests. I won't go into why there's two, but there's two left.
Spoilers, David.
What? You don't know how many quests there are?
There's 65.
Or what their name is?
No, I didn't, but now I know that there's two. There's two at the end.
Yeah, this doesn't matter.
It does.
No, it doesn't. Because you don't even know what it is. What? They can't hear your shaking. Shark King.
They can feel
it's
it.
Not a, it's not a, it's not a visual podcast at the moment. Anyway, I will say that the way that they've done the story is always been kind of, when they did Breath of the Wild, it's also been kind of problematic in my view, just because it's like, you have these, in the first Breath of the Wild, you had to like unlock these memories to get the story of what happened. So it's nothing really currently happening.
Are you going
to
spoil
it? In this one, like that same type of way that they unlock cutscenes is kind of similar. It's not memories. There's other ways to unlock cutscenes, but it's kind of, I don't like it as much the way that they do it. However, they were able to tell this story that at one point when I was getting one of the final memories, I was just like, oh dang. I sat there like, oh dang, it hits you. I was like, and I didn't expect, like, Legend of Zelda does a good job of like, I think they do really good making epic things, but this was just like a very like, it was a very like climactic scene, but not like in a, not in a very like fighting type of way. It was like a more of like a feel, like it hits you in the feels. I'm like, oh dang. So I was just sitting there and I was just looking at the screen. I'm like, it's like, I'm not even at the end yet. I'm like, well, I don't know what this all means, but I have to, now I want to finish the game, but I also want to get all of the shrines before I do. So maybe I am going to be like Paul, but I'll be like 800 hours in the game and not beat it. I don't know. I'll pull a Javi on this one, except he does have a Pokemon. Because you have what right now in Violet?
Violet, I was at 110 hours, I think.
What, really? I thought you were.
Yeah, but Scarlet, I'm over 200 hours. 200 plus hours.
So 300 hours.
I'm over 300 hours combined in Gen 9, as of now, without the DLC.
Is that the most you've ever done in any game?
No.
No. What's the most? I can't remember because you did tell me, but I can't remember.
It'd have to be, I know I have over, like, it'd probably have to be like Pokemon Crystal. I think I drained the internal battery on like three different copies of that game, which was like over 300, probably close to like 600 hours.
Oh my god! But
I completed that game. Everything I had, completed the Pokedex. Every Pokemon was at level 100.
It's a good game.
I'm just speechless.
Yeah, it's a good game. It's not
that good. Plus, I was a kid, and I mean, I didn't have any.
Oh, it's not that good.
I didn't have anything to
not
do.
Not that good.
Okay. Well, each to each their own. But yeah, let's go. We have so many topics to go through. So, you, Japan, you asked about our movies, right?
Yeah, you guys have been watching a bunch of movies in the past couple of weeks.
Yeah, so.
How did it start? Actually, I want to hear this.
Actually, I think maybe Horst will know here.
David mentioned something, and then that just kind of spawned it. But we're like, oh, well, let's just rewatch all of the Marvel Cinematic Universe, right, the good part. So we ended it at Endgame. And then after that, we're like, okay, well, we need another franchise. So just for shits and giggles, we picked Transformers. We watched all of it except Bumblebee. So maybe we'll go back and watch that. But
yes,
I mean, we were watching it in chronological order. In release, so we're waiting a year before we watched Bumblebee, and now we're on the Fast and Furious franchise, which it's embarrassing that I know so much about it, but I know quite a bit about it. It's just nice to have that while we, because he plays his Tears of the Kingdom, I'm usually on like Illustrator or Photoshop or just drawing or doing something, or even playing games. But it's just a good way to kill time. It's like killing two birds with one stone. That's how I view it.
I've actually liked it. It's been a. I know we did it before, right? We did it with movies, and with Japan, we did it with WandaVision. Like, we weren't there, but we also did like during COVID. So it was really fun to do. And so now it's like, I think it would be fun just to continue this with different franchises that we've seen before, and then with new ones. And that's a Japan. We had talked about this way before that we wanted to do like videos on this, so this is the best way to do it. I think that's what we'll do after we finish Fast and the Furious. Okay. Go to ones we've actually never seen and record those. All right. But I think it'd be fun. But
the next one's the Twilight series.
Yes.
No.
Dude.
We have to dress all the fans, though.
Did somebody do an edit to Twilight when you removed the blue filter? The movie just looked like a horrible, horrible, like a straight-to-video, like a Disney movie. You know, when you can tell the quality is just bad. When you remove that blue filter, it just drops the quality.
Well, here's the thing. When we were watching Transformers, so I'd never watch Age of Extinction, and I never watched The Last Knight. So when we got...
We're missing out.
Oh, my gosh. No, we were... Okay, so I'll walk you through this. We're watching Age of Extinction. I don't know why they did this, but they in the movie, they were just like, you know what? Let's create a barrier between the robots and the humans and make the humans super strong. And I was like, what the fudge? Like, why would you do this? Like, there was no connection to them other than Mark Wahlberg's character, Teacher. What's the correct word?
It's a weekend, man. I'm not working.
Well, when he paired up with Optimus, and then the stupid shit started happening here. Like, it got to the point where it was like almost like Fast and Furious crap. Like, you have...
How dare you?
You have Mark Wahlberg who can, like, stop the like, one of the knight's blows with his own sword. I'm not Vin Diesel. I'm not Toretto. I can't do that shit.
All you need is family. You're strong enough.
It was just... And Age of Extinction was probably... I thought it couldn't get worse than Age of Extinction because we watched an hour and a half... And I was like, oh, well, we should be done almost. And Hall was like, no, we have another hour. I'm like, what fudge is this? We're watching the rest of this tomorrow. I can't watch another hour of this. I couldn't stand the boyfriend who, for whatever reason, has to have the little law, Romeo and Juliet law, in his pocket to tell everyone, hey, it's not statutory. It's okay here. I'm like, this is the weirdest movie I've ever seen. And then The Last Knight came in. And it was funny because... People who watch them as they come out, right? They watch Age of Extinction. You see Optimus Prime give this big declaration through channels or whatever.
I'm coming for you.
And he flies off. Which, for some reason, he has now. I don't know how, when, or how he upgraded, but he has him now.
It's Optimus Prime. He can fly. Don't question it.
Yeah, but he can't stop time?
No.
It's just stupid.
He's not a god.
He's a Prime.
Yeah.
In the comic book lore, he's a descendant from... Yeah, so yeah, there is something...
So anyway,
activity to that, but that's another time.
But anyway, the point is, he gets to like Jupiter and he's frozen. It was like, why did he fly? Why was he not smart to be like, I'm probably.
How
not
far can you fly without freezing, David? Exactly.
I can't fly. So
well.
So and then like the movie, The Last Knight was weird because it has like I remember watching the poster. I remember watching the trailers for it, and it very heavily showed Optimus Prime. And he's in there for maybe 20 minutes of the movie. Maybe
he's the bread and butter for the. He makes money. He makes ticket sales.
I've been poking fun at it, but yeah, most of the Transformers movies are pretty bad.
I mean,
I think after the first one, I've always used the meme from like The Office, where it's like, "Yep, I'm ready to get hurt again." Like I always go in and I'm like, "Hopefully this one's better." And they're actually, you know what? I mean, me and Diego have talked about it. Bumblebee was good.
Bumblebee is not the best one out of all of them.
It's not great, but it's good. But everything else out of that is pretty bad. I mean, there's some like good action scenes here and there. I think from like Revenge of the Fallen has some nice action scenes.
You're talking about the crotch, the testicles?
No.
Why you guys let me answer there, weirdo?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Optimus Prime fight in the forest right before he dies.
Oh, the first time.
I mean, that fight scene is cool. Like he splits open Grindor's head. With like the metal two hooks, he beats up Starscream with his own cut off arm. The action scenes are cool. There's some cool action scenes in there, but overall, the movies are terrible.
I think what they did is they just, I hate what they did to Megatron. They're like, granted, Megatron in the original series was also cartoony, right, to the 80s, but he actually was like a threat to everyone. They did that in Beast Wars too. Megatron was super strong, and they're like, yeah, you know why I'm the leader. So they kind of did that in the first movie, but as the movie goes on, he becomes less and less relevant. And then in the fourth movie, he comes back as Galvatron, and then they completely disregard that, and he's Megatron now. Science. And has a different...
Science.
Different body. He doesn't have the weird...
He gets fixed by the creators.
It makes sense if you don't think about it.
Read the comic book.
Is that part of the movie?
This is the comic.
Then no, shut up.
You have to read the comic.
And have the in-between comics to connect the movies, though.
And novels. There actually are books for these, which I have read.
by the way.
Are they better? Wait, so hold on. Like watching, rewatching the all of those Transformer movies. How do you feel about the series as a whole?
My opinion hasn't changed. The first one was nice; it had promise, and then progressively, I think it did, they just got worse and worse and worse. Literally, each movie progressively got worse.
Like Fast and Furious.
Fast and Furious was getting good each time, and then after the fifth movie, then it went to shit.
I feel like Fast and Furious kind of jumps around. Like there's
Some are good, and then I mean anything past four, honestly, is just kind of literally a clown movie. But
they go to Brazil.
Yeah, I don't care. The Brazil one was actually good.
Like 1, 2, 3, and 4, respectively, they're absurd, but you can see the appeal. But after 4, they're self aware. They're just comedy movies to me.
Going a little, just a little bit, just recapping. When you said that in the last night, he's only in there for 20 minutes, and how they advertise him being there the whole time. Hello, Godzilla with Bryan Cranston. That whole trailer for every single one, he was in there.
Yeah,
and yeah, he's and in the first mad. 20 minutes of the movie.
And I was mad. I was like, they did not just kill Bryan Cranston. Wait a minute.
Did they come out at the same time, those two movies? Because then that would make sense. No.
That was the marketing strategy for the year. Let's show them 20 minutes.
You have Godzilla, we have Optimus.
Not even good.
Well, they did the whole like Hitchcock, the Psycho movie, because that's what they did. They advertised it with this huge star. She's only in it for like 20 minutes, and she gets killed off. They did it with Scream.
Sometimes that's all you need.
Yeah, but this one sucked.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. All right, let's keep moving forward.
Anyways.
So we have two main topics. I'm leaving our review of Spider-Man for the end because I feel like that's the biggest one.
No shit.
Shut up. So this next one, I talked to you guys about it, and we talked a little bit about it last night for those of you that were, not you listeners, but those of us here in the circle that were on Discord. We were talking about we had Boricua Senpai talk about, give us his top five superhero movies. That's kind of what sparked it. So I guess what they were, and that was and I think it was Shark King who was like, yeah, this could be a topic. He's like, I don't know if you want to answer yet, but, and I think that will be a topic to go over. But this actually led me to one that I wanted to talk about because we always talk about like things that we liked, but I want to talk about ones that we thought were horrible.
Wait, so that's not a topic?
Not the superhero one.
So no. You just like curb me?
Yeah, I did. I did it last night. That's he what I did.
Curbed you?
It's only in 20 seconds of the podcast.
Yeah. Your jaw on the sidewalk and stepped on you.
I see how it is.
So anyway, we're talking about trilogy movies, right? We've talked about good ones. I want to hear which trilogy movies are the worst. Now, I will say this. If a series had a trilogy in it, like that was the original thing, and then they added like one or two movies after, I'll still make that count. So for example, Transformers had their trilogy and they started something new and then they reboot. So even though there's five, there was an original trilogy, right? Sure. Thor has an original trilogy within the Infinity Saga. Yes, it has Thor Love and Thunder, but that's not part of this trilogy. So that I will accept. If the trilogy, if the last movie had a part one and two, fine. That's still, I guess, we'll consider trilogy because it's three parts. I mean,
Avengers is a trilogy? You have Avengers, Age of Ultron, and then Infinity War. And
if it was called Infinity War Part 2, yeah. I mean, they changed it, so it doesn't count.
It's the same story.
But it wouldn't be in there in your list of worst trilogies.
That's fair.
So I want to go over worst trilogies, and I will start first because when I thought of this, one came to mind, and the one that I hate the most, and I can't believe I went to every single movie in the theaters.
Question, was this because of a girl?
No.
Okay.
Well, then I'm disappointed. In that case, I'm disappointed.
and that was the Hobbit trilogy.
That's gonna be mine.
No.
But we can talk about it. We both can talk about it. Here's the thing. When they first announced, Peter Jackson announced that he was going to do The Hobbit. It's like, oh, that's cool. He's going to make one movie. It's like, no, I want to make five movies. I'm like, what? He want to make five movies out of the smallest book that he's ever made in the Lord of the Rings series.
Just wanted to capture all the details.
What details? He wanted to do what J.R. Tolkien does with detailing the grass? No. And so what he did... Now, why?
Because...
Why not?
No, you can't come in here and defend The Hobbit and say that it wasn't bad.
I don't mind it whatsoever.
He likes The Hobbit.
The only gripe I really have about it is that it should have been two movies, not three. But I didn't hate it.
Are you those Latinos that thought that the Transformers film quadrilogy was really good? Because I've met a lot of people like that are Latinos.
Do you think the
Hobbit films were really good? Or were you like, oh, they're nice, they're not bad?
I enjoyed it. But I don't think they're really good.
Okay. No, horrible but decisions.
I would keep watching it over again.
The fact
I've repeated it.
I will say the thing that made me hate it the most is that they added Legolas into the stupid trilogy. And I hate Legolas. I know people like him. I don't like him.
Why?
Because he's stupid.
You want to know something funny?
Orlando Bloom is the worst thing ever.
Something funny?
And then I know that they can walk on grass and on snow and not make any footprints. But the mother effer, when he's freaking on the little stones as it's falling, and it doesn't affect him at all to fight this stupid orc.
He is super athletic.
I was so done. And the fact that they also made all the orcs CGI, stupid.
Do I know something funny?
They have this lady elf.
To cast like actual orcs in the movie?
Yes. Representation for all. That's what this is all about. Hoss is going to talk about his gripe.
Yeah, because it's the same trilogy, so I'm going to have to cut in line and just provide. I second everything he says, and in every fantasy iteration, every single one, there is not one single good dwarf. Only one exception, Gimli, okay? And these elves, or not elves, these dwarves are greedy bastards, okay? They're whores for money. And in the book, they have no redeeming qualities. If you've ever read the book, you understand. They're greedy bastards. And the movie tried to make them be like heroes, that they were actually good and kind-hearted. They're not. They're trash, greedy bastards. They don't deserve the love they get. Gimli's the only good dwarf in every single fantasy I've ever read. And that was my biggest issue. Secondly, the white orc is only mentioned in the book. He's not an actual villain in the book. Only mentioned, move on. The wizards also are mentioned. They're not made. I think only the brown wizard actually makes an appearance. The twins don't make an appearance in the book. To David's point, look, if you can fit the Fellowship, the Two Towers, and Return of the King in one movie, you sure as hell should do that with Hobbit. So it was super greedy. So corporate greed also made me hate the movie even more. And there was almost every scene was CGI. There was a lot of CGI in the first three as well. But a lot of the cosmetics were actually true costumes and actors. So it is actually the trilogy I hate the most, because it had none. It made the Lord of the Rings look bad. That's it. That's my gripe.
Thank you for having my back.
You want to add something funny to Lord of the Rings? Frodo didn't recognize Legolas, because he only talks to Legolas one time.
Oh, he's talking about... So do you remember in Return of the King, right, when he's in the bed and everyone comes to greet him?
In the bed?
Yeah, he's in bed, and he's recovering.
Okay. I was like, what movie are you watching?
No, he's in bed, he's recovering, and then you see... You see Pippin, and you see Samwise, everyone come in. He's like, hey, he's like, Aragorn, yeah. And then he sees like,
he has a look of like, it's you. And then Aragorn, he mouths, yeah. Aragorn. And so, yeah, he doesn't know Legolas.
I don't know if that's true, but that's just what happened.
You go watch another thing. He doesn't know.
I don't know if that's what it was meant to happen.
It's heavily implied.
Maybe it's like
funny.
Sexual tension or something. I don't know.
What? No, it's him and Samwise, you fool.
Anyway, that's my worst trilogy, and no one can ever change my thought on that.
Are these okay? Well,
are these what clarifying questions?
What's the worst trilogy? Is
your worst trilogy?
Oh, the Twilight series.
That's not a trilogy.
It is Breaking Dawn Part 1 and 2.
Going with your logic, trilogy. It is.
Wait, I thought there was
Breaking. It's Twilight. New Moon. Breaking Dawn.
Breaking Dawn.
Oh, I thought there was
part one, two.
One.
There's four. Yeah. I thought
there were four books. Might be. Okay. Go right ahead.
Horrible. Horrible. I think the concept and the idea was cool, but like how this Stephanie Meyer's just executed the books, just made them trash, and then they adapted the movies was so 2000s, and it was trash.
I second Diego on that motion.
I think the movie could have been good if they would have changed some things up. I think they could have made them really good, in my opinion, when you really think about it. But like, it's just bad. The sparkliness is pretty whack.
That was in the book.
Yeah, but they could have made it cooler.
How do you make sparkly skin cooler? Tell me.
I don't know.
Brighter.
Baby
oil. Shiner. I don't know.
No, but going with Diego, though, like, I think it was one of the worst movies around that time. I guess it was during the time that every book deserved a movie, right?
I don't know.
Anything like that. But I didn't watch all of the movies, but I did watch the first one because I went with a couple of friends. There were girls involved, and David was also there.
I went because I had a girl involved, and I was getting rewarded after watching every movie. So I was
and that's why you don't have a girlfriend.
Exactly.
And I also watched the last one out of curiosity, just to see, like, that was the worst experience ever.
I had a cool idea with what was going on, but then, like, this is all an illusion.
Yeah, at the end, like, there was a big fight that they're like, okay, we're going to fight the evil guys. This is Bella, her clan, and this is the other group, but the bad guys. I don't remember the whole story. They fight, people get dead, people get decapitated, and at the end, it was all a dream. And the thing that I didn't, something along those lines. The thing that bothers me the most, too, is, like, Bella and Edward, they have a baby. And the baby is supposed to grow really quick. And the weight and the CGI that was implemented looks horrible.
So one of the worst. I think that got the Razzie. It's Razzie?
One of the Razzie Awards.
The Razzberries?
The Razzie Awards are the worst CGI in a film at that time.
And the weird thing about it is that, like, this baby, apparently Jacob, the wolf.
Jacob imprinted on her.
Yeah, he imprinted on her. And, like, what the heck are you guys reading and watching? Like, this is one of the dumbest things ever. I feel like, I mean, this is just from my experience. I mean, some people might like it.
No. I'm agreeing with everything you're saying, guys. I'm not going to say anything cool about the movie, except that it's one of my comfort movies.
No,
every time I'm on my period, I have to watch it.
Okay,
I don't know why.
No, Alexis, I'll say this. It's okay. It's okay to watch those movies. We all like bad movies. So that's fine.
No, I don't like bad movies. I like good movies. We're talking about
that. It has something in the toxic relationship. You need to. It's a girl thing. I can't explain it to you guys.
That's why I shook my head, because I knew it was for terrible reasons. Okay?
Exactly. It's a girl movie.
And the movie should be good because a lot of the actors are very good actors, in my opinion.
Are they good?
Yes.
I've only seen...
I agree.
They don't have good direction.
Maybe like an hour of
good,
the first one. I haven't seen any of the other ones.
I agree.
It's funny because
it's frustrating because it means it came down to directing. And I hear the books are... And I'm sure the books are actually pretty good, too.
They're good. They're not good?
They're the only person...
They're the same thing like the movies. The same thing.
I think they're better than the movies.
I've heard that the books are actually good, and I can see...
But that's not saying a lot. It's like... No. The movies are like a 6 and the books are like a 7.
It's Bella deciding, does she want to commit bestiality? Does she want necrophilia? And at the end, the imprinting with a baby? No,
but
disgusting,
you know what's funny?
You
is
animals.
She's in
find
love.
Something
what's funny
to live
is
for.
She's in love with Edward and he's like 100 years older than her. But yet, her friend, who's the wolf dog, is 16 years old and
Jacob
imprints on the girl, the baby. But he's not, it's not. Because, like, when they define the imprinting. Like, the imprinting is they're there for the person when they're imprinted on them. And then if something leads up to a relationship when they're of age, then they will. But that's it. But
that's
like,
messed up,
but
man.
She's freaking out because she's like, you love my baby, but it's like, bitch, you're in love with a 118-year-old
man.
Well,
how would
like,
you feel if one of your best friends, you had a daughter, and there's like, I imprinted on your daughter. She's going to be with me
wolf,
when
I can't really argue, can I?
You can shoot that effing wolf down. You're going to say you're okay with that.
I can't say no if he turns into
you're
a wolf.
You're
going to
say one of your destiny's best buddies. He's going to come
if he
here.
Can eat me,
Diego
I can't
pass
argue.
The wolf.
If I could turn into a vampire, then yes, I would argue.
So you're going to show
like,
your belly like Goldie.
No.
That's
if
what
I could turn into a vampire, then I would be like, hey, bitch, you might touch and
you
my
don't.
Daughter.
You
can't. That's why. I can't fight a wolf. What?
He would only have an issue if it was an immigrant.
No, but yeah, one of the worst movies and books, I still don't understand. I also, I guess, that led to like Fifty Shades of Grey as well, too.
Yeah, because that was a, what are they called?
Fan fiction.
A fan fiction film.
Yeah.
And fan fiction book that she wrote, and then they made it into...
They made this into...
Same author?
No.
Somebody else.
A
some
lady
fan
wrote a fan fiction of Twilight, and then she spun it off to be the 50 Shades of Grey.
Yep.
Yeah, because that's the one. You have toxic all these teenagers expecting sex between Bella and Edward, and this lady from the E.L. James, I think is her name, start to.
Did you read this book?
Great about the sex between Bella and Edward, and then
for science.
Turn it into another book. It was like weird as hell.
Okay. Heathens. All right. Okay. I want to hear this because what's your like a really simple synopsis of a review of all those books? How would you describe
which
them?
Which ones?
50 Shades.
Very colorful. Well, I started to read
it's
it.
It's my comfort book.
I was super into reading.
Into reading.
Don't take it to another way. In a point, it's that much sex that I start to skip all them.
Okay.
I just start and then, okay, I need to skip it. And then here is the story. And then skip. Here is the story. And it's
Naruto fillers, but book
yes, but in book version. Yeah, I finished to read that books like that.
I can summarize the book for all of you guys out there, for all you heathens. Okay, just read the police report on Chris Brown and Rihanna.
Oh my gosh! Probably. It goes so weird in a point that is more even more toxic than Bella and Edward.
That's it's horrible. Abusive and they're adults. They can be cochinos if they want to.
No, the thing is, if it's abuse, if you want it.
It depends. Like, people are into that.
I don't know. It is abuse if you want it.
I mean, it goes back with the whole Rihanna thing.
No, there's statistics behind. I know this because of where I worked and just when we took employment law. I think they said that anyone who's in this is from the women's perspective. 80% of the women that are in a domestic violence situation, when they leave, 80% come back into the same relationship.
Because they think they can change him.
No, because they get manipulating.
There's like multiple variables, but that's usually the biggest one.
Yeah, well, I'm one of my friends that's a police officer. He gets a lot of domestic calls, you know, domestic violent calls. And he's like, they're back the next day with the same person. So they get calls for the exact same reason with the same people all the time.
Okay, so if you're crying about your significant other, maybe look at the books you're reading.
There's two things. There's two reasons why, too. One, because they still believe in they think, oh, it's the bad boy and I can change him. So that's never going to happen. And then two, you're not a bad boy. Lou, what are you looking at her girl for? I'll also turn this out.
You don't know that.
Trilogies. I'm just going off. This is my last one.
What happened?
This is my last tangent.
We went into a tangent. I lost my last one. But anyways, yeah.
Oh my gosh. So you triggered forgot. Okay, Japorion, what's your wish? Was it the Twilight one?
Yeah, I agree with you.
Okay.
There
you go.
Yeah. Shark King. Put us back on track. What's the worst trilogy you can think of?
I'd have to think about that one. I don't think I have one off the top of my head, to be honest.
What?
I have one.
Movies you've seen? Okay. What?
I have okay, one, and probably Lexus. You are going to hate me about it, but it's Back to the Future.
What?
I don't know. Wait,
I want to hear this.
The third
That's
one is
why
not
we're
good.
Family.
No, the third one is not good.
Okay.
Yeah, the third one's not good, but I don't good. Say it's...
Okay, I want to hear this.
Yes. What?
I want to hear this.
Why am I sitting between these two?
I'm a big Back to the Future fan.
The third one's terrible.
It is terrible.
The third one's terrible, yeah.
But the first one's good. No, I want to... okay, your take.
Library.
I
like
the first one. Why is that bad?
Yeah. I've only seen the first one. I didn't like it.
Yeah, I... For me, it doesn't make sense anything. It doesn't have a line to follow. And then,
like a plot?
To be honest, I don't know which one it is because I've been watching it on and off all this time. But how your mom get in love with you, I don't know. It's like super weird. It's more weird than 50 Shades of Grey.
No. No.
She's not wrong. Okay? That is far more unlikely than 50 Shades of Grey has been proven to be factually correct in society. Her mother... A mother wanting to ride their own child, pervert.
She doesn't know that.
There is an actual biological thing. I can't remember the name of it, but it happens more with fathers and daughters. Like if they don't grow up together, right? They never know of each other. When they meet, they have that positive. That their attraction can happen.
This is the same stuff as LGBTQ stuff here. Oh yeah. there's a scientific reason that I love this and love that. Or
well, I'm just telling you, that's that.
It's not scientific. It's just it's emotional for them. What are you talking about?
Scientific. They say it's scientific.
No, they're full of shit. Anyways.
So is domestic violence. Yeah. You guys still like it?
Who like it?
Well, your 50 Shades of Grey.
Wow. That's a shocker. But, yeah. Hey, I respect your opinion.
I don't know why you like it, guys. But it's
okay, let me tell you why horrible. I like it. Okay?
I don't know why you like Twilight.
Okay, let me tell you why I like
it. I don't like it. It's just a comfort movie. Okay?
You like it at a certain level. I would never watch it.
You like it enough that you watch it. There's
yeah, but Back to the Future like felt it. Like all over the place. There wasn't like any plot line other than he wants to get back, but there was nothing else that happened in between. It's just a bunch of small, insignificant events other than the mom liking him, but that's...
But you also have to remember at the time in which the movie was written. It was like in the 80s. Nothing like this has ever happened.
It was written in the 80s and is one of the best written movies ever.
But there was nothing when it comes to dealing with time traveling. And this actually can open up, even though you guys, I completely agree, maybe that like, even the third movie could be horrible, but the way that they're actually trying to plan all of this open up the idea of creating like time traveling movies and the concept of like time traveling could exist.
It's just funny because the title says, again, it makes sense, Back to the Future, but you focus on the future part, and when you watch the movie, it's all in the past.
Sure.
To me, it was confusing because I didn't watch until I was older.
You watched the second one.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah. That's the only one.
That's when they go to the future.
Oh, the future actually sucks. Well, so let's go back even further into the cowboy era.
You can argue it this way, too. He goes into the past, so he has to go back to the future, which is his present. And then in the second film, he's going to the future.
And I guess it, Michael J. Fox, come on. That guy's awesome.
Yeah, there's a DeLorean, okay? A car. A car, you park it. He was the son that she had a sexual interest in. Park in Sons, okay? Shout out to Michael J. Fox.
Okay.
If you know, you know.
Yeah. I get it. I'm just like, wow. I'll explain it to you.
I know.
Okay. All right.
That's wow.
Sexy Tank, tell me. I'm excited to hear what trilogy you would think is bad because you're gonna say what?
He's gonna say I don't know.
No, you're gonna have something in mind.
I really don't because I just watch to watch. I don't know. There's people that think there's example, The Hobbits. I don't mind. Bad.
You didn't like The Matrix.
I didn't mind The Matrix.
Oh, God.
Okay. See, this is...
I
Charlie, come on. You have to have something. You can't
that,
be...
I haven't seen I'll The Matrix. This. I haven't seen one that I complain a lot, and it's more... not enough for me to say hate, but I will complain about it, is The Hunger Games. And it's more on second and third movie, not so much the first movie. Not even the second movie. It's more... The third book, so the two parts of one, part one and part two. Katniss is just so annoying in that movie. That's really my only gripe with my trilogy movies.
My only gripe is that Primrose didn't die earlier.
Is that the black girl?
No! Oh. Prim! She's the one that Katniss volunteers for, a tribute.
Oh, it's her sister.
Yeah, the little one.
Her sister?
Yes.
You just say yes. You're just
no.
Like,
I don't know why.
Well, for me, it was they were so apart from the books that make them a bad movies. But I have nothing to say about the books. There's a pretty good books.
I wish you guys would think. Come on, Javi, something.
I wish you guys would think. That's very mean.
Dark Knight trilogy.
He likes it.
Look at his face! Look at his face!
Clooney's, were those three? No, that was just two, right?
Yeah, that was two. Oh, I guess if it was a trilogy, I really don't think there's ones that I hate, but I guess if it had to be ones I dislike the most, it'd probably be like the last trilogy of Star Wars.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, yeah.
Those are just. Not to say that they're. I mean, they're not great movies. I think they're just bad movies because there was expectations and.
There's no direction.
They really weren't met. I mean, episode
7? 8?
Yeah, 7 was kind of nice just because it's really nostalgic. It really is just kind of a replay. It's basically a retelling of episode. It was like, oh, cool. But everything after that is just It doesn't have very many like redeeming qualities. Like there's so many things that are just a disappointment. Like at the end of episode 6, you're like, okay, hey, look, the Empire's defeated. And then episode 7 is like, yeah, the Empire's still here again somehow, even though they've been defeated. They really destroy the like the character of Luke.
Yep.
It just it doesn't make any sense, but they're yeah. So I don't know. I guess that would have to be the biggest disappointment. I'll watch them, but like I don't.
I will watch them.
I'll never watch them as much.
I think the biggest thing where you knew that this movie, that this trilogy was just literally just they threw stuff at the wall and like let's keep that was. Even in the trailer for the last one, for the Rise of Skywalker, you hear the guy say, somehow, Palpatine has returned. Even in the trailer, they're like, somehow this guy's just come out.
He's just here.
he's back somehow. Like,
we can't explain it, but it's happened. Yeah.
Not even so. In the movie they can explain it. Everyone's like, I don't know. He popped up one day. Oh, my God. Yeah.
So, and I think a lot of that has to do with, too, I mean, it was more, not the... It's Disney, and it's not really written or planned by one
person. Well, it wasn't. There was no direction. Like, we'll just have you direct this movie, and you direct this movie, and you direct this movie. Do what you will.
Because even the prequels, I mean, they weren't, like, perfect movies, but they were still, like, they had some pretty great movies.
Well, they had a coherent story.
Yeah.
I mean, now that I think about it, I'm not in love with... I like Shrek, the first one. The movies afterwards, I'm not... No, I don't like
movies,
them.
Bro.
Is it four?
Yeah, they have four.
I don't even know because I didn't even watch the fourth one then.
Forever After.
Yeah, Forever After.
I don't like them at all.
The second one was good and the first one was good.
Everything what about The Lion King? Did they have one and a half?
Oh,
yeah, one and a half.
I don't remember one and a half very well, but I like the second movie.
How can you call that a
Deception.
Trilogy?
You know what I did, but everything else, just call it Cars.
Yes, 100%. Yes,
that was your favorite. I think your son would disagree with you.
I hate that movie.
Another one, that's just true. To
that's by the way, Paul, I do love planes.
He does, like, confirm he loves them.
Another one,
there you go. Why haven't watched that one instead of Cars?
Another one that for me that I didn't like as a trilogy before they added the fourth film decades later was the Indiana Jones franchise. I never liked it.
I've never watched one.
Paul's like, what the fuck?
Dude,
what
you guys are poor Steven Spielberg. They're great movies.
Dude, the first one isn't even needed. The first one is pointless.
He's referring to the Big Bang Theory
proved it.
Oh, jeez.
He's saying that the Nazis still would have died anyway.
My name is Michael J. Fox.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, and talk about that. They actually have a movie on about his life on Apple TV. It's pretty good, in case you want to know what his life was about. Kind of random.
Before he got shaky?
Yeah, before he got shaky. Freaking Diego.
Shut up, Diego.
I think it was you because you started it.
I may have.
I think I like the whole exploring the aspect of that.
I just couldn't get into that kind of stuff.
They were good around the times that the movies were made. If they're trying to replicate those movies nowadays,
yeah, it's just hard. They try to make it more. We'll finish this off quick, so we get the next part. They try to sell you on this more with CGI than actual story.
Yeah, I agree. With that being said, the
Hobbit.
Not the greatest reviews yet.
They sold you with more CGI, you know, the big CGI stuff. Story is the same fucking story, but they changed stuff. It's bad.
True. All right, guys, let's get into the main topic. So, yesterday, we finally had the moment of having Spider-Man across the Spider-Verse come into theaters. Right, this had been delayed, 6 months, right? Originally supposed to come out last year, if I remember correctly.
Oh, yeah. Forgot.
And it got delayed. I don't know all the reasons why. Sharking, you might know. We don't know exactly why it was delayed. There might have been some news article. Didn't read it. I don't know. But anyway, we got to see it. I want to do a review on, first, do things non-spoilerish, right, about the movie. And then we're going to go full deep into spoilers after. Our normal the normal way we do things, right? So, again, this is obviously this is the second movie of the Spider-Man Miles Morales. Actually, I don't know if it's going to be a trilogy. Is that confirmed? There's going to be a trilogy.
It is. Spoilers.
Shut up. Spoilers. The original going to put is going to be called Across the Spider-Verse Part 1 and 2. Remember? No, you don't remember.
Spoilers, David.
That was in it.
Spoilers, David.
No,
you started
this. That was in the news.
We'll start the non-spoiler part.
This was in news articles. If you didn't know about that, that is general knowledge. So
general knowledge.
Yeah, shut up. It was. So anyway, this movie, I will say this, it to me, and I think a general consensus here. I don't know about Lou and
you don't speak for me, David.
Matt, I do speak.
You don't speak for the Who's.
It is a far better than the first one, and
disagree.
What? You are not invited to my podcast anymore. It's horrible. go start one with the other person who didn't think that. I honestly can't.
So I guess you're not speaking for all things of us.
I'm speaking for everyone that liked it. I truly did love it. The way I think I talked about this on Discord last time. Like in the movie, right, there's Miles who's the protagonist, and then in the trailer they showed who the villain is, right? Is
spoilers, Bob. David.
That's in the trailer. If you didn't watch the trailer, not my fault. So
trailers could be deceiving.
No,
you know
this.
It
doesn't matter. That they showed him as the villain. So anyway.
But he could have only been in the movie for 20 minutes.
Well, it could have, but it didn't happen. So, don't matter.
Now you're spoiling that part.
It don't matter.
Oh, my god.
That is common knowledge. So, anyway. I feel like what they did was they stuck to a lot of things that are you expect in superhero movies and more specifically in Spider-Man movies. But they threw you for a loop at least twice. More times that I can think of, but at least twice there were big things like what, and I loved that. I love that they were still able to have these big surprises in the movies. Not necessarily like
mystery.
Have that mystery. Not necessarily like a huge, like suit up, get up, or like an Iron Man moment when he finally puts on a suit or something. Like, because we had that in the first one, right? But they did a different type of three for a loop things twice, and I truly love that. I was like, well, because I was not expecting that. But it's like, but they gave you, like, but in the movie, like, if you think about it, they gave you clues on like, oh, that does make sense of why this happened. But it was really good. I talked about this with everyone else. I think the quality or the graphics of the CGI, the animation was a lot better, and there's a lot more variations to it to show different parts of the movie and different characters, and the soundtrack also was just amazing. I really can't complain about this movie too much, but I wanted to ask you guys what were your thoughts on the movie? Again, as non-spoilers as you can be right now with no big details.
I enjoyed it quite a lot. I think what they gave us for the first part of the film was great. They give you they give you more information than what you saw in the first film, and it's animated, and you just see how people interact in different universes and how you feel for it. And then just later on throughout the film with how, obviously with Miles Morales, because he's in there, spoiler. Just him and his work and how things are going about and how the things that are affecting him in his private life and in his spider life is really cool. And where it ends just gets you so hyped. It leaves you with a range of emotions at the end. Yeah, it was. I just loved it.
He's falling asleep. Okay, so I'm gonna step in right now.
There you go.
yeah, I don't know if it's. I think you said way better, David. I don't know if I'd say it's way better because the first one's so good that it's to say it's way better. It is better in my opinion. It learned to build from the first movie, which is refreshing. Most franchises can't build off a really good first movie, so I'll just leave it at that, just to keep it brief, since there's seven of us.
Well, for me, it wasn't better.
It was worse.
The animation, it was way better. Yeah, I love how they put you in a different kind of animation in every universe, so you can feel the difference between them. I love that part. But for me, the story from the beginning, or I mean from the first movie, it was way better than this one. This one is, how you call it?
Yeah. It's a setup. It's setting everything up.
It's preparing you from the for the next one. So for me, it's, you have to watch it just because of the animation. not for the story.
So you will take it more of a great piece of art.
Yes.
Rather than just the storytelling.
Yes, I love the art in the, and the soundtrack was good too.
Okay. I see. What do you say on that? I would like to say some comments on this, but I want to hear what you're saying.
Let me cut in really quickly on the soundtrack. I recognize at least 3 hip-hop songs that are probably old, and it was cheap to get them, so they cheaped out, although they're great music. Rakim's When I Be On The Mic is one of my all-time favorite hip-hop songs. That's it.
I don't know which one I would say I like better, but I will agree with Alexis that this second one is more of a build-up for what the next movie's coming out. Like in a way, you could kind of not have done a second movie with the Spider-Verse with the first one. If you wanted to stop it, you could have, and it would have been fine.
Yeah, I agree.
But with the second one, you have to have the third one, and like again, it's just more of, I don't know. It's, I think there was a lot of character setup in the second one. Could have it ended on just two, like on the second movie, maybe. So I'm kind of curious on what they actually want to do with the third one. But I can't go into much more of it without being spoilers. I just feel like at least the storyline that it was going towards, it could have ended sooner, and they dragged it out a little bit too much. But not saying that I did not enjoy the movie. I enjoyed it a lot, and I would watch it again.
Cool, cool. Well, for me, since I fell asleep during the initial comments, I gotta say,
no spoilers.
Yeah, that's right. Good thing that you guys reminded me. I did like the movie quite a lot, even though it was a setup. Because it did feel like it was a setup. I think it's a good movie that it was able to set up. If you think about it, most of the movies that we have watched, most of the trailers that we watch, usually the second one or third one is really weak. And you always compare it to the first one, right? Because the first one is usually the one that sets everything up. But this one, even the fact that they were able to build that, it felt more of a family movie to me with Spider-Man elements into it. I think that's why it kind of works for me most. I mean, yeah, I do enjoy seeing like the whole plot of this movie and seeing all the different elements and artistic styles they have in there. But at the same time, it goes back into the basic of the message, who Miles Morales is trying to be. He's growing up. He's dealing with a lot of things, and he's trying to understand and cope with it and trying to grow from there. And because they were able to do that and be able to provide a good teaser of what's coming next, to me, I feel like this is definitely a better movie, in my opinion, than the first one.
Yeah. Charlie, did you say something yet or no?
No.
So many people.
No, you're good. I mean, you guys have pretty much already covered it. I think artistically speaking, like animation-wise, it was... The art, the different art styles that all the different Spider-Man and universes are drawn in is phenomenal. I think it's better than the first movie in that regard. Oh, the soundtrack, I think, was also great. I really, really enjoyed it. I think it's in the same ballpark as the first one, which, as we've talked about, I think is hard to do. Usually movies or trilogies tend to fall off after the first one. Like usually the first one is hard carry and the twos or threes are just kind of like money grabs that you don't necessarily need. But this one I think was great. I do think I enjoyed it more than the first one, just a lot alone. I mean, again, without going into specific spoilers, but just all the cameos of the different, I mean, that's why I like watching with my cousin, because I think we jumped out of our seats like four or five times with, look who that, look, I know which Spider-Man that is, I know which Spider-Man that is, I know which Spider-Man that is.
I was to the point that my wife was telling me, stop pointing at the screen, dang it.
But I could see why people would like the second one more, because if you think about it, the first one, again, you're playing the reintroduction of Spider-Man, and how often did it do that, you know?
Yeah.
It did a little bit in the second one too, but a lot of it was in the first one. It's like, and let me tell you my origin story.
Yeah.
Even though it was quick, you got a lot of it. Yeah.
And I think
so. I think in that aspect, I could see why people would say, oh, the second movie is better, because you don't really have that much of an intro anymore, you know, compared to the first one.
I think that there's with thinking of what the second one was going to be, like, it's funny because a lot of key points or key scenes or key stuff that is in the plot wasn't really put in the trailers, right? We knew that, right, he's going to meet different Spider-Men, right? We knew there was going to be some sort of
Spider-Peoples.
David.
There's also women and different creatures.
Men can be both. Mankind, spider men mankind. Can't
be certain animals.
Spider mankind. There we go. Anyway, spider creatures. There we go. Is that better?
Spider beings.
Anyway, we knew that there was going to be some sort of conflict, right? Or there's some reason. There's tension between them, but they'd never, like, at least in the trailer, they never showed you why, what that is. They didn't connect the dots of how this is connected to how they, the villain. how all these are connected. Like, you're like, how are they connecting these? And the way that they did, I was like, that's what I was like, dang, that's cool. And that's what made me like it, is that there was stuff that made everything connect together. And I was like, that's sick. But yeah, so I usually score things higher. Now I'm just giving it a score now. But to me, it was a solid 10.
Before I give my rating, I was told by Mr. that there was going to be a lot of cake in this movie, and I didn't see it, okay? I don't know what you think cake is, but hey, there was not as much cake as you claim there to be.
I don't know. They made a lot of only cupcakes people
out there, but
specifically looks for it. You just missed it because, you know.
No, I mean, I was even trying to look for it.
I wasn't looking for it at all. You could see it. Especially the woman that's doing the tower thing, like the thing like that. And I was like, damn, it's bricked up.
That was one. Anyways.
If you look all around, they're all caked up.
Yeah, you have a different definition of cake than I do, but 10 out of 10.
Alexis, I want to hear your score. Yours and Lou's.
I will say...
I think I know. What
I want
is.
To hear about this 7.5.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
that's like the same as IGN. That's okay.
It's higher than IGN.
It's higher than IGN's, so that's okay.
I'd probably give it 8.5, 9.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
Mister.
I mean, I loved that. That was a 10, so for a 10 for me.
Okay. Japorion.
Hey, old man, wake up.
We talking, ho.
Rate cars.
Yeah, rate cars.
Cars suck.
It's 100 out of 10.
No, I would probably, like, yeah, 10. Like, if I can, I would love to push it higher to, like, even 11, if there actually were to be a higher number.
If it's an amp, you can. No, you can't, but.
You can't.
Dude, oh, man. There is so much stuff that I was like, it was amazing. All the things that they introduced and all the things that they're trying to incorporate from the past as well, too, was pretty on point. It's like they planned this, but I know they didn't. Like, the way that they're just trying to incorporate it, it's like, okay, let's just put everything together in a cohesive way, and that works. Of course, all the Spider-Man creatures are pretty awesome.
I think we agree on spider beings.
Spider beings, okay, sure.
yeah, I think big surprise, I'm going to also give it 10. I mean, we watched most... some of us watched it together, and I think we all immediately looked at this like, yeah, is it better than the first one? We're like, yeah.
Now, is it
pretty
not,
much
is
a general
like,
consensus?
Yeah, is it like Tower's the first one? No, I think it barely knocks it.
I still think it's impressive though, because I think going into the movie, I was like, I don't know if it's gonna be. It's gonna be tough. I mean, I wasn't expecting it to be better than the first one because
same
of how good the first one is. But to me, it still did. I still enjoyed it more than the first one.
You see, I want to feel like I'm in the minority in the first one. Not that I thought it was a great movie. I never thought it was as great as people have said. Like, I know how they said it was like the number one Spider-Man movie, which I agree, but I didn't feel like it was by much. That's my thing. I didn't feel like it was by much.
It's beat by a lot.
The second one.
Second one?
Yeah.
It now would be No Way Home for me. I loved No Way Home.
We can be friends. Fine.
But like I said, I think this one was just slightly better than No Way Home, but the first one. But I think the second one is much better. That's the way how I scaled it. Sure. I think most people would give the first one like a 9.5 or something, or 9 overall. And so to jump it to 10 is like not too much because it can't be. Sure. But to me, it was like this one was like 9, and then this one's a 10. The full, okay. Full group. So that's the way I see it, or the way I portray. But yeah. Alrighty. We're done with this stupid spoiler-free talk, okay? I want to talk about spoilers. Okay, so if those listeners, if you have not watched the movie, first of all, how dare you? You need to watch this opening night. Watch it day one.
Have you not watched it yet?
If you have kids, bring them. Or if you can't pay for them, leave
them
at home.
Bring your kids. If their kids are going to be like
depends on how old they are.
Well, yeah, I guess it depends.
Then not all of them have toddlers.
Hey, dude, there were some kids, parents are bringing their kids to the movie. I was like, what would they do? Why would you do that? Especially
with the mic. Yeah, talking to the mic, fool.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, I seen some parents that brought their babies into the movie theater and like.
They couldn't find a babysitter.
No, but still though, like it kind of ruins the experience for other people. Like luckily we weren't really close to them, but there were people that maybe seen really close to those parents and the kids. Think about that.
Oh, question. This is kind of off topic, but Diego, did you see the guy in front of us? Was he recording the movie?
Oh, I wasn't paying attention.
He had his phone like this, but he couldn't see the screen. So I guess so that people wouldn't see that he's recording, but I saw he was going like this. That's where he was recording the movie or live streaming it or something, but I wasn't sure.
What a pal.
What a pal.
He's a hero. Well, somebody, when I was on TikTok, somebody was playing the movie, so I watched the half of it on TikTok. It's not my fault.
Yeah,
I didn't do it. They did it.
No, it's not who did it. It's you deciding to watch it.
It was
your
right
fault.
There on the live feeds. I'm like, okay, oh, cool. And I'm working.
You
I'm
can
like,
just turn it off, close your eyes,
exactly. Switch it to the next video.
He's a guy. He's like, I didn't buy the cocaine. It was just there. And just.
Yeah, might as well have a good time.
I'm like, yeah. You're horrible.
It's a hell of a drug. Don't knock it until you try it, okay?
No, that's exactly why you shouldn't try it. My gosh. Okay. We're getting off topic here again. We're talking about spoilers, okay?
And not drugs.
And not drugs. Okay. There's a lot of stuff that we could really talk about. We could really digest this thing in so many details. It could be like a 2-hour long thing just on this thing, but we're not going to do that. I want to hear what part, aside, it can be story or it could be visual camera, but what was the biggest part that you felt completely, if you did. If you didn't, that's fine. If it lost you at one part, I want to hear that too. But what part was either so thrilling you were just like literally like moving like to the edge of your seat? Or what part for you was specifically like let's get things going? Because I know some people that we talked to, they're like, they felt like you said it dragged on. At which point did you start feeling that? That's what I want to hear from either side.
No. Well, I think
okay. Let's go with Luke.
One of them. I don't know if it's the main one, but I'll just say one.
It's fine.
That whole. I understand why it was in there, but the whole all the Spider-Mans are after Miles. I think it took a little bit too long.
Oh, more of that. What are you talking about?
No, it's too long. Like I get. I feel like they just wanted to introduce all these different types of Spider-Man, so it felt like it wasn't long. But if you really think about it, his goal to get them away from the the headquarters or whatever so he can go back. It did take quite a while to do that, in my opinion.
I can see that.
Hey, that's also pretty genius of Miles Morales, though.
Oh, yeah. No, the idea is great. I just think it just dragged on in the sense of because they wanted to show off all these different types of Spider-Mans.
Hey, okay, I'll go then next. It was the dichotomy of Gwen's father deciding at the beginning that he was going to arrest her when he found out her identity. And that's what he was set on. And then later, after she was gone for an undisclosed amount of time, I don't know how long, a day, he decided that he wasn't going to be a cop anymore, which the dichotomy was he chose to be a father over upholding the law, which I actually kind of don't like that he flipped at the end. I get it. It makes sense. But it was at least cool that they even had him decide, I'm going to have to be, you know, the law is the law
type of thing. He was fighting between being a parent and being a cop because he was a captain.
Yeah, I know. And that's why I get why he had a flip. And it's fine. It really doesn't make it any worse, in my opinion. But I did even like the simple fact. It's like, no, put your hands up. I'm going to take you in. So I thought that was unique because I think a lot of movies would have just been like, oh, you're my daughter. Go away and never tell anyone. And so it was actually kind of cool to see that.
I think there's one clarification. If I remember correctly, I believe she's been gone for months. Oh. The only reason I know is because her hair is also much longer than it was in the beginning of the movie. So I think she's been gone for a few months. Anyone could correct me if I'm wrong, because you guys just barely saw it.
Yeah.
But I think it was a few months.
Sounds right.
Okay. What about you, Japorion?
Ooh, there's a lot of things. Okay,
I know there could be tons. That's why I'm saying you got to pick something. Yeah, I'm going
to narrow it into two things. Like I mentioned, I think the thing that got to me the most was the family dynamics, either from Gwen Stacy and her father, and also with Miles Morales and his family as well. Being able to have a mix... superhero trying to deal with all his growing up responsibilities, trying to deal with his future, trying to actually become an adult, but having a Latina mom, you know how that is, holding you back, not able to do a lot of things, but at the same time, the moment in which he was able to talk to his mom and she like, okay, you can go and see one, and he even asked her his mom for a blessing, and the mom like, okay, yeah I'm gonna bless you, like, okay, you're fine. And that was kind of cool. Like, I don't get to see any... this is like a new take on Spider-Man for people who have never encountered Miles Morales. I find it to be like really, really, really...
It's an original story for Miles Morales.
Yeah, for sure.
That's good.
For sure. And you know, being able to do that, I think that's really cool. I think that got to my seat in the emotional way. I can see my wife also like tearing up in that particular moment as well because it felt like a very special bond between your mother and son. And growing up. And the other thing that really, like, hyped me up, like I was standing on the top of my seat, is as soon as we start seeing all the Spider-Mans, I think for me, being able to see some of the classic Spider-Mans, some of the cameos, Childe Gambino appearing as the Prowler from his universe, and I'm like, oh, man. I'm putting, like, all the, like, even the, like I mentioned before, all the Peter Parkers from all the different worlds, combined to a cohesive story, showing Andrew Garfield as well too, and you know all the classic Spider-Man as well. I thought that was cool, and I wanted to keep my eyes open to see what else
everything am I missing. Else could
like
you could
yeah,
find.
Like there's probably a lot more Spider-Man's. That's right. See all of the stuff in there.
See, but I think that for me it was a little bit of a. I don't want to say spoiler. I don't know what to categorize it as, but if you noticed, everyone in some way or another are Peter Parker. Variations on it, but Peter Parker. Then you got all of a sudden Miles Morales, completely different. And that's when I started queuing in. There's something going on that he's. I'm not gonna say. I wasn't gonna say anomaly, but he's like. There's something different
about him.
What is Gwen Stacy?
Because of the name
Gwen Stacy.
Yeah, but there's Gwen Stacy. There's no Peter Parker.
Gwen Stacy, but she had a connection to a Peter Parker. But Miles Morales had no connection, no real connection to Peter Parker besides until he already had his powers. The death, you know? So to me, it cued me in sooner than later. So then I was already expecting some plot twist coming. And I don't want to say it ruined it, but it's just like you're over hyping Peter Parker so much that it just makes it obvious to me, at least.
You say the foreshadow was too obvious.
Yeah, there we go. The foreshadowing was just too obvious just because I noticed they were Peter Parker, Penny Parker, 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 what, you know what I mean? So the foreshadowing, I saw it.
I see.
That's an interesting thing.
Isn't it an interesting thing? Because I wasn't like paying attention to that because I was mostly distracted by all the Spider-Mans. Creatures.
Here's the thing.
I think I just I didn't know as many Spider-Mans as you do. I focused in on a different aspect of it. There was no nostalgia. Like it was cool to see those different Spider-Mans. Don't get me wrong, but
I didn't have cable, so he couldn't watch.
Exactly. I was poor. We were just me and Hoss only watched the Amazing Spider-Man, and we loved it.
Yeah, I will say Miguel O'Hara is taking his wrath out on the wrong people. It doesn't ruin the quality of the movie. I just think he was kind of a piece of shit for that. How he was the most selfish of all the spider beings, and he's looking at Miles, and he's like, well, what you should do is not. And I know he's like has some accountability, but then he trusts or allows Gwen. Then he blames the Spider-Woman, the black one?
Spider-Woman.
That's just Spider, okay. Yeah, Spider-Woman. Yeah, the one on the motorcycle. He, like, gives her all the blame, and Gwen is supposed to, like, well, you're the one that allowed them to go and do it. Like, if you trusted her judgment, then you also can't blame on her judgment, too. That's my opinion. So, he's kind of a POS. Maybe he'll have a redeeming arc in the third one, but I like his design a lot, but I started growing resentment for him.
Well, I gotta say, I think that's all the part that I did like a lot. That at the end, the antagonist of this movie is Spider-Man. It is Spider-Man. And that's a really new take that we haven't seen before in the movies.
So. Well, yeah, he sees a true antagonist right now because Spot is the villain, and that doesn't change it. But yeah, the antagonist one is Miguel O'Hara. And I loved that. I loved that the whole dynamic change. It's like, it's not the villain, it's this person.
And to Gwen Stacy's point, she looks at Spider-Woman as they are attempting to seal her up, and she goes, or as she's attempting to teleport to Miles' universe, and goes, I thought we were supposed to be the heroes. And there's hundreds of Spider-Men, and none of them ever questioned Miguel O'Hara, and they're supposed to be, most of them, I'd imagine, pretty smart, well-grounded Boy Scout types. Good Boy Scouts prior to all the allegations.
And this is also including all of the people that Miles interacted with before. All the other Peter Parkers, even Gwen Stacy. Like, I think the heartbreaking part is when they're on the train and he's like, did you know, about this? And they don't say anything. And he asks Gwen, did you know? It's like, I didn't know it would be like this. Like, saying that she didn't know. She didn't know that this was going to be the way to capture him, and so I thought for him, like, and I liked it how Miles was like, okay, that's it, okay, that's fine, and he just cuts everyone. I was like, nope, I can't trust you guys anymore, and he does it, and he's able to break free and try to get back to his own universe, which ultimately doesn't work because of what we were told previously, that the spider that bit him wasn't from that universe, was from his universe, it was from another universe, and so now he's in the universe that is at the end of the movie. So I really liked that. I liked how they did this. I saw that too, but to me it didn't ruin it. So I loved it. But I think the biggest part I just loved the whole first 40 minutes of it, where you see, first of all, you see Gwen Stacy. Like, that's how it starts. Like, you don't even get like the introduction or like the name of the movie. Is just like, it just starts with Gwen Stacy, her, what she's going through. And then it cuts into kind of what Spider-Man 2 did, where he's trying to balance both his superhero life and his private life. And it's not going so well. And then you throw Gwen into it and you see, like, you have like these really special moments. And I liked how it slowed it down, and you can see how much, she cares for him and he cares for her. And which makes the whole betrayal, even though I don't know if Gwen sees it that way, or maybe she talked herself into saying it wasn't, makes it that much more heartbreaking. So I liked that. I really loved that. It just made that betrayal near the third half more powerful.
Yep, the third half. Sorry, yeah. Third act. Yeah, this doesn't affect the movie at all. They better not wrap this up into the MCU. That's my final take. I know they showed Garfield, they showed Maguire, they referenced what's his name, Holland. I'm fine with the mentions if it rolls in. If I see that it rolls into the MCU, I'm not watching the last one.
I don't think it'll roll into it, but I think they'll probably have like.
I mean, they rolled into Sony's Venom.
Well, it's Sony. It's Sony.
Still Sony.
I could see that, like Tom Holland making an appearance in the sequel. I could see that, like him making an appearance.
Cameo, whatever.
I mean, we did get the Marvel one because we got Andrew, what's his name, Childish Gambino, and he's in the MCU.
Yeah, but he's not the Prowler though.
So not yet.
You'll know that.
That's true.
What you got, Javi?
I really liked it for, I mean, a lot of different reasons. I guess going into the spoiler things, I think my favorite part was it really talks about, and I mean, it's touched upon in the first movie, but like the, what do they call it, like the critical moments that have to happen, like just like the
tragedy, canon moments.
Yeah, the canon moments that.
Like, it's like the nexus
have to
points.
The nexus points that they have to.
In Loki.
Yeah, that they have to struggle with, like all Peters or Spider people lose somebody important to them. Just because you kind of know what's going to happen. Like when Gwen gets sent back to her dimension, I think it's a little bit more helpful because you're like, oh, like they're just going to, you know, her dad's going to die and she's going to be left like alone, even though that's not what ends up happening. And I really like what they're doing with Miles' storytelling as far as it being more like a, you know, like hero's destined to be and like you being able to choose what happens, like choose your own, future. Destiny. Yeah. With the whole, like he was technically never supposed to be a Spider-Man, like the spider that bit him was meant for somebody else. And that's why the alternate universe that he ends up going to at the end is like the, it's in shambles because there is no Spider-Man. The Peter Parker, so I'm imagining that's supposed to be from that universe.
Never got
is
bit
just
by that
a ran, yeah, it's just some random guy that who could, and is more likely dead at this point. So I really like that. And again, even in comics, they haven't done anything like this with Miles. So the fact that there's a Miles Morales that's a Prowler was pretty legit.
That was cool. And his dreads looked fucking badass.
Yeah,
it was. I also, what's funny is right now at the moment, the Miles Morales comics books are just struggling real bad. And so like him getting love in the game and then the sequel game and then this sequel movie, it's good. It's good for Miles Morales right now. And I think that's awesome.
But all in all, it's been, I mean, like I said, it was, those are like my favorite parts of it. And I mean, pointing out the different spider peoples or
beings. Or is they called spider beings now?
Well, they're not all people, but
we have a Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Spoiler.
Great.
We're in spoilers.
We're trying to hide that.
I was going to say two things that I also point out watching this movie.
MTV Spider-Man.
Apart from that, being able to see how Miles like behaves as a Spider-Man, because in the first movie that we're currently watching at the moment, you can see he's like trying to figure out his way. In this new movie, he like even his movements feel more like, okay, I do have
it's
more
his
experience.
His own design, right. His own vibe. And you see, because like, you don't really see him being, you kind of see him being the young novice Spider-Man in the beginning. Yeah. And then towards the buildup with him and Miguel, he's like, I'm not that kid anymore from what you guys heard, like how I started, like I'm Spider-Man, like
I'm my own destiny.
Like Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And he's like, this is what I did. When he tricks him, that was the coolest thing. He's like, I'm not that kid anymore. Or like at the end of the film when he sees his alternate version, the Prowler, and he's tied up in the freaking punching bag, and he just kind of has that stoic face, and then he kind of breaks his finger glove, and he's gonna electrocute his. He was so confident, and that was just not a thing that
there's a character
in the
progression.
First movie. And I loved it because, like I said, the first half of the film, he kind of seemed like the traditional, normal, early Miles when he first started. You know. Mm.
So the thing is, if you think about it, though, too, at least from what I know, Miles Morales is the very different Spider-Man. The other Spider-Mans that have very like abilities, and don't get me wrong, he has those abilities too. But what other ones has can go invisible, you know, without technology? What ones can have electricity running through them? From what I know, at least, none of them do. He's the only one that can do
Miguel
it.
Miguel has Vento Shock too, doesn't he? But it's a different way.
Again, I don't know. I don't know all the Spider-Mans.
Spider-Woman does as well,
but
it's this Spider-Woman is different from
the comics,
mainline
story.
Yeah,
from the one with actual cake, Diego.
I've read then, those. That Spider-Woman has actual cake.
And then to go back onto what Hall said, I do agree with his take on Spider-Man 2099 or Miguel O'Hara. I mean, he's one of my favorite spider beings. And I think that it kind of bums me out that he's like, oh, you're...
Well, you got to look at it this way, though. He's got PTSD because of what he tells in the story. Like, he's like, there is a universe where I wasn't.
Yeah, but he's tyrannical in his approach. Yeah. That's what I mean.
It's just a bummer that it had to be that one. Like, because there's, like I said, he's one of my more favorite versions. And I'm just like, oh.
I kind of liked the beginning, though. He was kind of like a douche, like a snobby. But then he had his moments where he broke
character. Well, you know, kind of like Namor, you know. People hate him, but he actually has purpose. And I know. So some people here that hate him. Anyways, but I was going to say, I also want to point out like a couple of things that I think felt undermining or we didn't mention is having other Spider-Mans. Of course, we get to see a lot of Spider-Mans in there, but there's specific Spider-Mans that actually stand out from the rest. Such as the Indian Spider-Man, such as the punk.
Spider-Punk was awesome.
He was my favorite.
I didn't understand half the things he said.
He was my mumbling, favorite. And I like it. He was like a rebellious dude, like, you know, sticking to a man. Ben
Reilly. Anarchy.
Ben Reilly. I was looking forward to see that so much.
It's hilarious.
It kind of sucks that you didn't get to see too much of it, but hey. I do hope to see more like Spider-Man in there. I'm still... I haven't seen one in particular that I want to see. That same one I'm thinking. You probably
want to see. Wait, the Fox one?
No. Better not be the Japanese one. He sucks.
No.
Okay, good.
I'm thinking of the...
I would like to get that Spider-Man.
No, why? He doesn't know.
Why not?
90 Spider-Man. If I hear him, 90
Spider-Man, I'll
freak out. Like, I would love for him to be there.
Yeah.
We have Lego Spider-Man. They have to show 90 Spider-Man. I was like, what the fudge? Oh my gosh, that was cool. I love that.
The Lego Spider-Man.
Yeah.
We saw what's his name? The MTV Spider-Man, which is Neil Patrick Harris Spider-Man. Yeah,
the best one.
We got Spider-Man Unlimited.
The one from PS5.
PS5 Spider-Man.
Yeah, that one was sick.
Insomniac Spider-Man was just awesome.
Spectacular Spider-Man.
The Disney one.
Fantastic Four Spider-Man.
That's true.
Yeah. With
the bag on his head.
Oh yeah.
There's a lot.
We did not see Ghost Rider Spider-Man.
To see if I
don't think we saw
him. No. I don't think so.
I would like to see the 90s one. If they do him for the third film, I'm going to be just jumping.
That's probably my favorite Spider-Man.
Like, yeah, we got him. Because he's like, he's yeah. Because we got the 60s Spider-Man. And
he's the definitive one.
Yeah, he's our definitive one. I bet you they're trying to get him to do it. That's probably why.
I love the 60 one. He's like, I got tuna on. He just stopped. Oh, it was good times. Alrighty, guys. Well, it is that time then to finally finish the night. I mean, again, I could talk about this movie for a long time, but this will turn into a 3-hour podcast and it will be like midnight. Oh, almost at midnight. It'll be like 2:00 in the morning and then some people are already falling asleep. So,
won't say names because then Paul gets his feelings hurt.
Yeah. So remember you can listen to this episode on podomic.com. You can also listen to it on any of your podcast platforms. So Google, iTunes, all those, Spotify, we're all on all those. You can check us out on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter at Chimina Podcast, Capital C, Capital N, Capital P. You can watch us on YouTube at Chimina Podcast and Twitch. We have a Twitch channel, Chimina Podcast. Thanks so much, guys, for listening. We will catch you guys next week. This is David the Smash Fan.
Mr.
Yaporia.
Boricua Senpai.
Shark King.
Sexy Tank.
This is a little commercial for me. I will be crocheting all the hats from the baby. So if you have to set an order, I will crochet it. This is Alexis.
And this is Chino Podcast.